Again, we had a three-way machloikis about if two people do the melacha together. So sorry, again, the Gemara says, what's the machloikis? The Gemara b'maikim miflagi in the fifth line in the middle, sixth line b'maikim miflagi b'hai kruot. The machloikis in this pasuk. The pasuk says, v'yim nefesh achas techto. If one person does the chet, pishkoga meyam oritz piyasoiso. Piyasoiso, he does it all himself. Is Reb Shimon Sova Tolosim Miyutek Sivi. From this pasuk, we learn out three miyutim. Nefesh techto is as if it says v'yim nefesh achas techto. So as if it says the word nefesh techto is like one deer. Then it says achas techto, another deer. Mashm only one and not two. And then the end of the pasuk piasoisa. If you do the whole chet by yourself, piasoisa techto, you do the whole chet by you yourself, one person. So there's three miyutim. You need one person and not two. What's the miyut? Chad lemute ze oike v'ze meniach. Where one person makes the akira, he picks up the chayfet from Rishus HaYochid, and he takes it outside, and he gives it to his friend, and his friend puts it down. That you need a special pasuk to say the both potter. So Rashi, so Rashi chad yisur lemute zu, zain. No, before that. So Rashi b'chad before chad lemutav chad lemutei ze oiker mirshus harabim v'ze meniach mirshus hayochid v'chol kama d'loy k'siv el echad miyutiv. There only be one miyut mistavret ha'yud v'mayit. This is the biggest kula. T'ha'y k'ovet palga v'ha'y palga v'lek echad m'seyeh b'kula. If one person did the akira, one person did the anocha, neither of them did the whole melacha. He only did half of melacha. So that's one p'tur. Even though together they both did the melacha, but since each one only did half of a melacha, that's pshita yipote. So Tayyus says a chiddush. Tayyus speaks out. Chad lamuti zayik zeh maniach v'zeh kosa v'yis achas ubo chaver v'kosa v'yis shnia lo yisra kruo. And that's pshita. By ksiva, you only chayv if you write two oisius. What's going to be if Reuven writes one ois? Then Shimon comes and writes the second ois. The Torah says pshita yipoter. Elo hoitzor, only by hoitzor you need a posik. The ava min is ava min ha'achnosa v'yaitzor hu dekapit rachmonon. V'lechayv afilu bloi hanocha. I would think the Torah is mechayv. Hanocha alone is the choshev malachon. Or else an akir alone is the choshev malachon. Kamashma on the posik, no. That the melechus hoitzor consists of two things. You have to make an akira and hanochon. You have to pick it up from Rishus HaYochid and then put it down Rishus HaRabim. If you only do one of the two, it's called a chatzi melocha, a chatzi melocha yipoter. That's one pasuk. Right, to the next mit is the chadamutei ze yochol v'ze yochol. If two people, it's a small piece of bread that each one can pick it up by themselves. Now they pick it up together and carry it outside their potter. So this is also a big kula. So Rashi says why? Because we have before the davar mishuna. Usually you don't need two people for this. One person should do it. Now that you have two, it's the little mishuna. Rashi chad yisera lemute afal pi di avdi ki adodi. Even though two people did the whole melachon, da'i ovet kula v'hai ovet kula. This is more of a chiddush than the first case. It's better than where only one person did the akira and one did the anocha. The other did half of a melachon. But here, each one is doing the whole melachon. Each one is picking it up together and carrying it outside. Mio ze yochel v'ze yochel hu d'mamayit t'lav urchei l'mevet v'trei. It's a svara to remayit these because it's not an urchei. Normally, to carry out a small piece of bread, one person does it. Now that you have two people, it's not urchei. That's what the Torah says yipoter. Mashenken in the case where it's a heavy piece that each one can't do it by himself, maybe then you would be chayiv. That's why you need a third posik. Right, so what's the third posik? V'chad l'mutei ze'en yochel v'ze'en yochel. This is Reb Shimon svara. That even though it's a heavy piece to carry out and you can't do it yourself, you need two people to carry out. Still, the Torah says a third miyut, that you only chayiv for melechus Shabbos, by Shabbos, if you do the whole melech yourself. But if you need two people to do it, and two do it together, still you're potter. That's the three miyutim. Nefesh, and achas, and basoisa. Rashi v'chad, yisur lamuta yisu, zein yochel v'zein yochel. Tiaf agav yuchayu lemevet betray, even though that's the normal case. To carry out a heavy piece that you can't do yourself, you need to. Still menatino, the pasuk of the Maya did, you're potter from Shabbos. Thus out Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds in all places, when two people do the melacha together, you're potter on Shabbos. We have Yehuda, what does Yehuda hold? He holds like this. Chad is lemute zeoike bezemniach. That's true. If one person makes the kira, one makes the anachom, avad yipotem. V'chad lemute zeyocho vezeyocho. Where each one could carry it himself. Now that you have two doing it together, it's a maise mishun, it's not normal, that's why yipotem. Ah, you have a third miyit. V'chad lemute yochid shaso baroyes bezdin. That's what Yehuda holds. That if bezdin paskins, you're allowed to eat chalif. And this person goes and eats chalif, he's not mechuyev a korban. It's less than a shgoga. A shegig means you made a mistake. But here that Bezdin made the mistake, and they passed in your lad eat chalev. And now you're doing it because Bezdin told you, you're potter from a korban. That's the Yehuda Shita. Mashenkin, what about ze ene yochel, ze ene yochel? Where one person can't carry out this heavy chayfetz himself. No, you need two people to carry out. According to Rabbi Yehuda Yechayev, there's no positive amayat that. It's an uche. The way you carry out a heavy chayfetz is two people together. So therefore, that's called doing the malacha together, Yechayev. And he doesn't have the third pasuk. Because if Yehuda uses the third pasuk to say if a yochid does an issa because Bezdin passed his mutton, he's potter from the korban. Right, what about Reb Shimon? So it's more nechlami. Reb Shimon holds yochid shaso baroy is Bezdin chayef. Reb Shimon doesn't dash in this third miyit for this case where Bezdin passed and you're allowed to do the issa and you do it that you're potter from the korban. No, Reb Shimon knows that's still called the shogeg. Even though Bezdin told you you're allowed to, but still you should have known Bezdin has no right to tell you to do an issa. So that's still called the shaking yichayev a korban. Reb Shimon uses the third pasuk better that even though it's zayin yochum, zayin yochum, Yitzhak need two people to carry out the chayfus, but still the Torah says you potter for Shabbos. You only chayev if you do the whole malacha yourself. So Rashi yochid shasa b'hayruaz bezdin, hayru bezdin shechelif muta. Bezdin made a mistake and they paskin you allowed to eat chelif. For holacha yochid v'yosa p'm, and now somebody listened to Bezdin and they went and they ate this chelif. The onesu. A Tanakam Reb Yehuda holds is called an honest. That's why you potter. If you have Shimon name, Litaime, Diyama Bahurius, Yochid Shasa Baruah is Bezdin Chayef. If you have Shimon's old, it's not called an honest, it's still called a Shredi. So that's this machlekes, if two people carry it out together and each one can't do it himself, if you Chayef or not, it's told if you have a third meat or not. This is also Shimon Rudisvara. What does Rameya hold? So the more of Rameya in the Mishnah says, at all times you Chayef. Anytime two people do the whole malacha, still yichayev. I we have miyutim here. That's Marv Rameya. Miksev nefesh techato achas techato. Does the pasuk say it separately? The pasuk says v'im nefesh achas techato. It says it at one time. See, all there's only one meat. It doesn't say nefesh techato and then achas techato. Mashma, it's only one meat. V'im nefesh achas techato. Mashma, one time that you need one and not two. V'yasoy se techato. That's also meat. Torah says v'yasoy so. You have to do the whole thing yourself. So Bemison only three miyutik sivi. Remei holds is only two miyutim. There are two things the Torah says, yepotter if two people do it, you need one. What are these two things? Chad lemute zeoike bezemaniach. If one person, Ruvein, makes the akira, picks up the chayvus of Meshussi Yochid, and he walks outside, but he doesn't put it down. He gives it to his friend, and his friends put it down. There yepotter. Why yepotter there? Because each one only did a half a malachon. The malachon, so it's sorry, is an akira and an anocha. That's the whole malacha. If you only do the akira, that's called the chatzim malacha. That's why you potter. But where two people pick up the chayfetz together, so two people, each one made the akira, and each one made the anocha. According to Meir, you chayef. Because each one did a whole malacha. You did it together. He doesn't know there's no miyat akira. We have the second miyat. V'chad lamuta yochid shosa v'hayroiz bezdin. If the yochid listens to Bezdin and eats chaylev, he's potter from the korban. That's Reb Shimon, that's the second pasuk. But according to Rameya, there's no psukim to tell us. If two people do the whole malach on Shabbos at the potter, Shimon Rameya holds no yichayev. That's how we have the three-way machlekes in the Braisa, the three ways to dash in these three psukim, the drashas. The drashi trei miyutik sivi. Nefesh achas is chad miyut. It's only one miyut, two. The yochid, the kral, ishtu yehochi. Right. Omamar, we had before. What about ze yochol v'zein yochol? His one person is a strong person. He could carry out this whole bag of potatoes by himself. And the fellow that's helping him is a weak person. He can't carry it out all by himself. But the mice are both helping one another, and both are carrying it out together. So the Brice before said, everybody's masking de yichayev. His omamar, ze yochol. One person could do it by himself. V'zein yochol. The person that's helping him can't do it himself. Everybody holds here yichayev. For the Gemara, which one of the two of them are mechayev? Omer Rav Chizda, ze sheyochol Avada, the one that could carry out the bag by himself, he's chay. It's considered like he's doing the whole melacha. So the moradizeh sheinu yochol, because if you want to say the other one, the one that can't carry out the bag by himself, he needs his friend to help him. He's chayiv. Fred Gemara, my covet, like what is he himself doing? He at most is called like Shnaim Shasua. He himself can't do the melacha by himself. He zicha needs his friend to help him out. So why do you say he's chayiv? Elamai, the one that's chayiv is the strong one that could do it by himself. Since he could do it by himself, it's called he's doing the whole melacha. I, the friend that's helping him along, we'll soon see why his friend doesn't pater him here. We'll soon see why here it's different. So Drashi, Zesh Yochol, Diyu of the Lakula. The one that's strong and can carry out the whole bag by himself, he's doing this melacha. I, his friend, is helping him. That means nothing. So the Gemara, Omalei Rav Amnuna. He's the Shen Yochol, my covet. Omalei Rav Amnuna, the Komesai Badei. Fred Rav Amnuna, what do you mean the person that's helping is not doing anything? Like you're saying, the one that could carry the bag out himself, he's doing the Yitzur. I, his friend, is helping him out, even though he can't do it by himself. But Tractor Hamnuna, the Khur, now he's being Messiah though. He's still helping the strong one carry it out, and the court still called that two people are carrying it out. So why do we say the stronger one is Chayiv? Now the Gemara Omalei, Messiah ain't by Mamish. That's the klal. Messiah means I'm just helping you along. That means you could do it yourself. Me, myself, I can't do it myself. This day is too heavy for me. Or else Taisa speaks out as Labdafka that you're weak. But it could be totally how you're carrying it. One person is carrying the bin with his two hands, and the other person is like this, hanging, carrying it just with his pinky. So even though this guy is a strong guy, but the way he's holding it now, he can't carry it out himself. By holding with your pinky, he can't carry the safe route. So this guy needs the other one along. So this one could do it strong. It's considered like he's carrying it out because he could do it by himself. This one can't do it by himself. But you want to say this one, Messiah, is helping him. Let's say a potter, that's the clown. No, Messiah ain't by mamish. The fact you're helping me, and I don't need your help, I could do it myself, you mean nothing. It's as if you're not here, it's considered only like I'm taking it out, therefore I'm chayiv. That's the clown, Messiah, when you're helping me, and I don't need you, that's considered like nothing.
Even though the way the person's carrying it now, if let's say the weak person would walk away,
yeah. No, that's not true. No, that's not true. No. He can still do it. The way he does not, he can still do it. We're not talking about the case where he can't do it himself. He can still do it.
No,
he's holding it like this. He could.
Do it.
Yeah, so that's
but
enough.
The way he's carrying it,
even the way he is.
Guy is helping
no, he can still do it. No, still, he can still do it. That's not called Yocha then. Zay Yocha means he could do it the way he's doing it.
The way he's doing it,
he could also do it right. Then the other one that's Messiah helping, that's aimed by Mamish. That's the chiddush. Omalei Messiah ain't by mamish. Omarav zvid mishmei the rova afanan amitanina. The Rav is going to bring a few rayas now to this yisoy that helping along when we don't need you is considered nothing. Trashi ain't by mamish. Mi sheinu ela Messiah b'dover. V'imbol asayis levado ain't yochol. He himself can't do it. That's called ain't by mamish. V'loy choshev midi. V'loy mifter idach. He can't patter the other one to consider. Let it be considered as if two people are doing it. No, the one that could do it is doing it by himself. Are you helping him? Helping means nothing. The fact you're helping somebody along, that means nothing. Messiah is nothing. What's the raya? Shver raya. Hoya yoyshev agabi mita. A zav was sitting on top of a bed. Yeah, and there's a din of a mishkav. So when the zav sits on the bed, anything under the bed becomes tummy. The arba taliyos tachas ragli amita. There are four different taluses under each mita, under each regal. Each leg of the bed, there's different begging. Is Timaeus. All four talisim are tummy. Mifnei shen yechoyle lamad al sholish. Because the bed can't stand up on 3 feet or collapse in these 4 feet. So it's called each one of the feet, like it's helping, holding up the zav. So therefore it's called mishkav, tumas mishkav. So Drashi. Hoyezav yoshev agavi mita. The zav sitting on top of the bed. Vedala taliyos talisos. On each leg there was different talis, so all talisim atomei shein yechoda lamoid al gimel v'chiv on the zayin yochol v'zayin yochol kol echod v'yechod kula ma'isovit. I mean, here there's no p'tur for medrash. There's only p'tur for hilchos Shabbos that shnayim shesu is potter. But without a special p'tur, we say since each one can't do it by himself, they need the other one. It's considered all of them are doing it together, so all four legs are like picking up the zav. For the Medrash Hazav to Mechayiv, it's considered if you're holding up Rove of the Zav. Now here, every single leg of the bed is considered holding up the zav. Because without this bed, without this leg, the bed would collapse. So you need me to hold it up. Therefore, under each leg, your tummy. We have Shimon Matayim. Reb Shimon says, no, you tur. So Drash Reb Shimon Matayim. Reb Shimon Matayim. The Yom Ridashans by Shabbos say, ze ein a yochol. Ve ein a yochol. Nami ein a yochol. Nami ein a yochol. So Chiddush is. Rash turns out Reb Shimon. That Dashans the Psukim here by Shabbos. That even though it's ein a yochol, ein a yochol. Two people, each one by himself, can't carry out this big of potatoes. You need the two people to carry it out together. Still, Reb Shimon says Yipotu. And Rashi tied the Mar, touching up the pshat from Yipotu is because each one is only called a Masayeya. It's not said like you're doing the whole Malacha yourself. You're doing like half a Malacha. So it's a Tushdat the Tumor also. It's said like each leg by itself is not holding up the whole Zav. I'm only holding up like a quarter of the Zav. We need all four legs together to hold up the bed. So each leg by itself is not holding up rove of the Zav. It's only holding up a quarter of the Zav. For that, there's no Tumas Zav. There's no Tumas Mishkan. Like Rashi said, you have to hold up rove of the Zav. So that's Reb Shimon Shitosa. Good. So the Bible, we have no Rai, though, to Masayeya. Another case is, you have a man that's a Zav that's riding on top of an animal, top of a behema. V'dala taliyah is tachas ragli a behema. On the each leg of the animal, there's a different talis there. Is Tahiris. This is the Chiddush. All four legs underneath, all four talis are matur. Why not? Why? Because an animal could stand up on 3 feet. A mole could pick up 1 foot, it doesn't collapse, it could stand on 3 feet. Therefore, now that you have 4 feet, 1 foot is called a Messiah, the same by Mamish. For the Gemara of Yamai, the fourth leg, I hoka Messiah Bahadi Adodi, the Chura, now that the behemoth is standing on all four legs, before it, the fourth leg is helping out. Let him be Messiah. And let's call, he's still holding, like the Zav is on top of this leg. So what's under this leg is holding up the Zav. He's the Messiah and holding up the Zav. It should be Tomei. And the Ma'ar Chiddush is, Lav Mishum the Amrina Messiah ain't by Mamish. So when a behemoth stands up, it doesn't need four legs. It can stand up on 3 legs. Therefore, one of the legs is only called a Messiah. We do not need one of the legs. Therefore, under one of the legs, it has no Tumah. It's not Matama the Talos under the leg. And here's a tremendous Chiddush in the Gemara. Since we don't know which leg is the Messiah, so under all four legs we say it's tummy, it's tor. Even though really 3 of the legs you need. It's only the fourth one you don't need. But since we don't know which one of these 4 legs is the Messiah and which one is the one that's really holding up the Zav, we look as if all of them are called the Messiah. So Trashi, Mifneshi Yechela Lama Dagimel, a behema could stand up on 3 legs. Hilkach, Kol Echod V'Yechod Hevle Revia. We don't know which leg is called the 4th leg that's only being Messiah, only helping along. V'Einuel Messiah. The stomach of Yehuda. This price has to go according to Yehuda that holds what? Even though each one could do it by himself, when you have 2 people that could do it by himself, still it's called the Ptur. It's called Zayachal Zayachal, and still you potter. It's a tremendous Chiddush here, that even though the Maisa, at least 3 of the legs you do need, so Chura, some should be Tamei, still we say no. You can't say which leg is the one you need. If you look at each leg by itself, I could say it's only Messiah. You want to be Metama the Talos under this leg. I'll say, no, this leg it doesn't need to be, because stand up on the other legs. So this Talos is turned. Then we go to the other Talos. We say the same Svara. The 2nd leg. If you look at this leg by itself, we can't say it's Vade holding up the Zav. Maybe it's only being Messiah. So I go upon him, you see Messiah, and by Mamish, it's not called like you're holding it up.
Sure, though, because Lamaisa, if you had put three talis on the 3 legs and the fourth one was lifted up,
then you would be tummy. You're right. That would be. Because then, as I tell them, as far as here is, you look at each leg by itself. So when there are 4 legs there, one of these 4 is a Masayaya. So when you look at each one by itself, you have a suffix. Maybe it's a Masayaya. So you can't be Matamarit. You only have 3 legs, 1 leg is up, then we know claw. These 3 legs are holding up the Zav, so it'd be tummy. Omer Rav Yehuda, mi diskruto. L'yoyla meim lechtei no raya. I'll tell you, Messiah yes per mamish. Should be no raya. If the behemoth is standing on its 4 legs, I'll tell you, taka, on all 4 legs, the talus would be tummy. The 4th leg is only helping. We don't really need it. I'll tell you, still Messiah is called something, and it's called holding up the Zav. For Shani Hoch, you know why here we say it's torn. The awkward elegamri. When a behemoth moves, he usually picks up 1 leg. So since 1 leg is aiming to be picked up, the chiv on the zim na okra high, the zim na okra high, that's not the kasha. So about he picks up one leg, so at all times one leg is being picked up, therefore we're not matamer any one of them. Trashid Yokul Elagamri, Oikeris Harega Minoritz, Viafilu Masayelo Hevi. He's picking up one leg at a time, therefore each leg is not even called a Masayaya. So since you have a suffix, which one of the legs do we say is the one that's being picked up, we're matamer all of them. Fredigmar is still a Shvedo. What are you saying now, like Minasafik? We don't know which one of these four legs is the one that's being picked up. That's why we'll be matar all the legs underneath all the legs. All the talisim for the Gemara name. The Gemara v'chiv on the zimnin okra ha. The zimnin okra ha, since at times he picks up this leg, and sometimes the other leg, lehevi kezav ha-metapich. There should be a locha kezav that changes from one bed to another bed. He folds over. He rolls over. Ha-metapich. What's the locha there? Miloy tzinan. Zav shoye mutol al hei saf solom, a zav that was lying on five chairs, or else oye hei pundois, five different delts, like he was lying, is l'orkun. That means he's lying mamish along the orich of the mul. That means you have five chairs lined up to another, and he's lying straight across all of them. See, his whole weight is kamat on top of all five of them. Then taka tmeim. Anything underneath it is taka tami. Since the zav is along the whole chair, he's mamish, and there's five chairs this way, and he's going straight across all five chairs, and consider his weight is on top of them. What about l'rochpon? Hey, the chairs are this way, and he's only his roichiv, the width, he's going along it. Then it's tohirim. Why? Because he's only on one, we don't know which one he is. He's not on all five of them, though, he's only on one of them. Look at Rashi. L'orchon, to go and show your shoichiv al meyev, he was lying on his stomach, or on his back. The orkon mutlal orkon. His length was along the length of these chairs. Then tmeim gasin the mishnah, the tyrus. The eshleim of a chol achas mehen sheni surubu alov. Pamazu. Like he rolls from one to the other, but every time he's on one chair, he's along the whole chair. So this chair is holding him up. Like the mushroom, you have the could be like this. Like you have chairs. So the zav is lying this way. So he rolls at night when he sleeps. He goes from this bed to this bed to this bed. When he's on one bed, though, this whole bed is picking him all up. So therefore, what's under this bed is tummy. Let's say the zav is lying this way, though, the width along. So at no time is he on top of one bed. He's always on top of five beds at a time. So no one bed is holding him all up. But since no one bed is holding him all up, they're tore what's underneath. But that's the lucky. You have to pick up at least rove of the zav. But if the zav is lying crosswise along five beds, so you need five beds to pick him up, neither of them is holding up the roif. Therefore it's torah. Here's the roch pam torah. Oh, but let's say Yosh, let's say he went to sleep on this bed, then sofik mesapech aleim tmeim. When he went to sleep on the bed, even though he went crisscross along the five of them, but it's possible while he's sleeping he twirls around, and it could be, even though he started to go to sleep, he was this way. He was like across five beds. And maybe while he's sleeping, he'll turn around this way, and he'll be all the way lying just on one bed. Then this bed is holding up the zav, so what's underneath this bed becomes tummy. So when our suffix was said tummy. So you see, we have, even though there's five beds involved, we have a suffix, which bed is holding him up, we say is tummy. So we're here also, this regular of the behemoth. You don't know which regular is being picked up. So let's say, misafik, all of them should be tummy. Misafik land to them. So my olav mishrom the armina masei ain by mamish. So chura tzaraya, like we said before, name. It's not the svara because one leg is being picked up. Some of one leg will be picked up, but you have three legs that's holding up the zav, then all four be tummy. Because you have a suffix, which regal is up and which regal is holding him up, then a suffix will be metamehim. Now the reason why you're metamehim here is because we're talking about all four legs are on the ground. Now even when all four legs are on the ground, we do not need all four legs to hold them up. We only need three legs to hold them up. So we look now, one leg is Torah. Which one of them? If you don each leg by itself, we matire each leg. Each leg we can't say he's the one that's holding him up. Maybe he's only called the Masayaya. So each leg by itself is Torah, it remains Torah. But I call upon him, you have a riot, how will you say, Misayaya ain't by Mamish. Even though the fourth leg is on the ground, and now the fourth leg is hoping the behemoth stand up, still Masayaya means nothing. I'll bring another rayos to this yisoy that Mesayaya means nothing. We have Yosef Omar. Hasus mitamal yodim. A sus, if you have the zav riding on top of a horse. So if you have clothing underneath the feet, that's the front feet of the horse, that's tummy. Chamor aragla. if a zav is on top of a chamor, then we say yizika weight of the chamor relies on the back feet, on the raglov, and if you have something underneath the back feet, that's tamei al tum zav. Why? Shemeshanenes has sus al yodav. And it says that a horse gets its koyach to stand up from its front feet, its front legs. That's called its yodav. The chamor al raglov. And the chamor gets its ikka koyach of standing up from the back legs. Therefore, if you have something under the back legs, and the zav is sitting on top of the chamor, what's under it is tummy. Because we consider that is holding up the zav. For the more of our mind, why do we say what's under the front legs by the chamor? Or what's under the back legs of the sus is tor? But now that the sus, now that the horse is standing up on four legs, the chur, even the back legs are still helping him stand up. True, the ikka weight is from the front legs, but the back legs are still helping him stand up. So why do we say what's under the back leg is zichator? Lav mishum the arena masayayim by mamish. It's right, it's true, those legs are helping out, but it's same by mamish. Since the horse could stand up with its front two legs by itself, it doesn't need the back two legs. Even though the back two legs are helping out now, it's only called a masayayim help. A help is not called aim by mamish. It's not called nothing. Since you could do without it, it's not called anything. Rashi asus metame biyodav. Im azav roichev alo. If you have a zav riding a horse, V'talas tachas achas miyodov shel sus tameya. And you have a talus on the one of the front two, it's tamei. Avotachas raglov torev. It's under one of the back two, it's torev. Shem mishanosoy al raglov. A horse doesn't stand up with its koyach on the back ones. What does man liel dalat talisas tachas raglov beimo torev? Loik Reb Yosi. It's not like Reb Yosi. Because going to Reb Yosi, knows claw. The front two are tamei, the back two are torev. So I call upon him, going to Reb Yosi, though you see this, you saw it. Bring another right to this Yisoid. If you help along and we don't need your help, it's called Ein by Mamish, it means nothing. Ragloi Achas ala Kli. This is talking about a Koyen that's doing the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. So Drashi, Koyen Ho'imed Agave Kli, Oyevin, Oishum Dover Hachoitzis Beinoyle Bein Haritzbo. The Yavid as Avodase Psula. That's the locha. When a Kohen is doing the Avod in the base of Migdush, he never wears shoes. He doesn't wear socks. Because the locha, his shoes, his feet have to touch the Ritzvah. That's what's Mekadosh him. If there's a Chatzitza, like if he's standing on top of a Kli, and not on the Ritzvah, not on the floor itself, his Avodase Psula. Why? The Pasuk says, V'sherish k'chol ochiv halavim. Hoim dim, sh'tei amidosei k'shar ochiv. That he has to stand the same way his other brothers stand. The Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyo Beritzpah Mekadeshes, the Klisharis Mekadeshim, Bezvachim, learn out. Just like the Ritzpah is Mekadesh Tekhanim, and the Klisharis is Mekadesh, something you put inside it. So when you put a Mincha inside the Klisharis, the Mincha has to touch the Keli. Who are then the Kohen has to touch the floor. His bare foot has to touch the floor. And if a Kohen is standing on top of a rock, or on top of a Kli, his Abadosa Tzul, it's no good. Here the shayla was raglo yachas al kli. The kohen has 2 feet, so 1 foot is on top of a kli. He's standing on top of a plate. For raglo yachas al ritzpa, and his other leg though is on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. Raglo yachas al evin. 1 foot is on top of a stone that doesn't belong there. Stam put a stone there. That's a chasitza. For raglo yachas al ritzpa, and the second foot is standing on the floor. The second foot is good. It's on the ritzpa of the mizbeach. Is the avodasa ksher rana? It's like this. Royin. Let's say we would take away the stone under 1 foot. In other words, make him pick up that foot. We also take away the kli under 1 foot. So he'll only be standing on the other foot. If he could stand in that position, so we say that he's standing on the rich foot. Because he could stand on that foot alone. Either the other foot now is helping him, Misayayayim by Mamish. Since even though that foot is on the kli, but we say, so what? Since you could stand up without that foot altogether, you could stand up on the other foot, so Yikir Avodosei is on the foot that's touching the Ritzvah. Aye, the other foot is on the Kli, that's nothing. The Yimlav Avodosei Psula. But if he can't stand up without 2 feet, he needs the other foot that's on the Kli, then it's possible. Because with the 1 foot that's on the Ritzvah, he can't stand up that way. Because not called he's doing as Avodosei, therefore Avodosei Psula. Of the Kashri is the Amai, why is the Kashri narration? What do we care if you could pick up one leg? and just stand on the other leg, but now Lamaisa, you're standing on 2 feet. And Lamaisa, 1 foot is not touching the Ritzbah. 1 foot, you're standing on top of a rock, on top of a Kli. So since that foot is helping you stand up, and that foot is not on the Ritzbah, the Avodasa should be Psula. Why do we say it's kosher? Lav Nishum, the Armina, Mesayayim by Mamish. Mesayayim by Mamish. There's another Raya. Mesayayim by Mamish means nothing. Mesayayim by Mamish.